and on farms and in equestrian centres and in pony clubs across the country, there's a folk memory that endures about the time that someone in the family or the pony club or the neighbourhood made it to Dublin. Janet Heeran is a regular contributor to Countrywide, as you'll know, where she writes about life as it unfolds on her husband's dairy farm and in the classroom where she teaches. And this week brings back to memory the great stories in her family of the glory of the Dublin Horse Show.
The RDS Horse Show gives us the excitement of the Aga Khan Cup, the Puissance and the Nations Cup. Add to that the smell of freshly polished tack. Top it off with colourful hats and you have an event which is perhaps inevitable in a country which is home to over 180,000 horses, ponies and donkeys. While few pull ploughs or transport creamery churns today, they remain part of the fabric of Ireland. With the hay saved and the straw in, the RDS is where the next generation of horse lovers takes the reins from its parents and grandparents. In my family, my mother and her pony, Sally Park Rover, jumped in a 14-2 competition in the RDS in 1954. Mom told the judge she was 12 years old to make the required age limit. Unfortunately, she didn't win that year. The following year, she really was 12. She competed again and won. Then, in 1977, my sister competed in a showing class on our neighbour's donkey, Dove. My sister remembers practising a lot for the competition, walking out and trotting back, up, down, heels in, toes out. No mean feat when you take a donkey's intransigence into account. My mom made a pair of jodhpurs for my sister, and with red ribbons tying her two plaits, she looked every inch a star on the day. The competition required the rider to be 7 years of age, which my sister had turned 2 days previously. But in the heady excitement of the occasion, she forgot her age, informing the judge she was only six. She and Dove came home with a highly commended rosette. My sister now manages a stud farm with more than 200 horses. Unfortunately, my equestrian career didn't progress beyond rides up the mountain and around the paddock. For RDS events, I was good for holding elastic bands for plaiting and for running back to the stables for brushes. I enjoyed collecting signatures from the greats like Eddie Macken and Paul Darragh. And of course, all competitors need supporters in the stands holding onto the picnic basket. And so, the RDS shows no sign of slowing down. It adapts, such as holding donkey displays rather than competitions. And some things remain the same, such as the trade stands, which sell everything from I Heart My Pony t-shirts to handmade leather boots. But most of all, the RDS is a space where love of all things equine is passed on to the next generation.